Alderley Edge Hockey Club was founded in 1888. Part of the village's sports club, the hockey section now has over 450 members and their own hockey pitch at the Edge Hockey Centre on Wilmslow Road. Phil Benton has been involved with the club for the last 17 years, first as a player and now as club president.
We run 15 senior teams every Saturday, so that's 8 ladies and 7 men's. You can play juniors in senior hockey from the age of 13 upwards, and we do that. We've got what a good kind of talent of youngsters coming through. I think our oldest male player last year was 70, but we have a number of 50-year-olds. So, yeah, there's a nice blend of kind of people that played serious hockey or social hockey for youngsters to get exposed to. So it's a real nice blend. And on top of that, we also run 3 junior teams every Saturday as well, which is under-15s. We have training sessions every night of the week down here. We have under-16 boys and girls that we fit into the senior sessions. So we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But we also have 2 extra sessions that we introduced a couple of years ago, which is back to hockey. So for people that maybe are interested in hockey or played many years ago, and also walking hockey, which we've seen a big uptake in people that just want to get out socially, because hockey is a very big social sport.
I'm Kelly Fillingham. I'm the ladies' ones coach and the lead coach for the ladies' section at Alderley.
Hockey for me is different to football, different to other tennis. It's a sport for life. So you see, you go to a football club and they might be, you know, one-off teams and stuff, or junior teams, or the one-off adult team. It's a sport for life.
Yeah.
So you come in it at 7 and you stay in it till 70 at the same club. And I don't think that happens in other sports or other places. No. We factor a part of our job is about their development, to help them become better hockey players, you know, better people, not just sort of just about the hockey. So we are very heavily focused on that. And that's a tough balance sometimes with us playing in the National League, because it's tough. You saw that today. It's really competitive. That team is much older than ours. So that can be a really tough thing for the kids. There's a bit of a baptism of fire, but, you know, we back their potential, we back their skill. And, yeah, it's part of the reason I took the job here, the junior development stuff.
We're fortunate to be part of the Alderley Edge Sports Club, and I think we've all set out with a bit of a mission to make sure we introduce youngsters to all the sports, whether it's the cricket section, tennis or squash. I think hockey's really benefited from owning our own pitch here on kind of Wilmslow Road in Alderley. Because that allows a pathway for the youngsters to get involved. So we've got players at the game today playing in the ladies' first team that started as under-7s on a Sunday morning and have come all the way through the system. So they not only benefit from the skills they learn, but also from the social aspect of mixing across the club.
2 players who progressed through the club are Laura Tabachnik and James Parkin. First starting at the club's Sunday junior sessions, Laura, now aged 16, and James, 17, now play for the club's first teams.
So I started playing when I was 8, so that was like 8 years ago. So I started in quick sticks, like on a Sunday morning coming down, and then I started in the ones last season, and then been on the team since. There's always someone there to like tell you what to do, and like on the press, like there's always someone telling you where to go, and then it just like helps social skills as well, because like I'm friends with like a massive array of different people. It just feels weird to not play hockey, to be honest. Like, it's a very hockey family that I've got. Like, everything's focused around hockey. Like, my mum's always around the dinner table talking about hockey. Like, it's just a big part of my life.
I started probably around age 7 on Sunday mornings. My dad took me down, but at first I actually didn't like playing hockey at all. I hated going to training, but they kept making me go, and now I still play now. The Alderley Edge Hockey Club, they're great because they're so welcoming and they've always been there for me, like always supporting me through my development playing hockey. It's been a great club to play for, and it's been really good, exciting.
I'm Sophie Hetherington, and I'm the Ladies Ones captain. I've played at a few different hockey clubs, and this one, I've never played anywhere like Alderley. I really haven't. It's so special in terms of the links between, we've got mums and daughters playing, we've got fathers and sons, haven't we? We've got Michelle, who plays in the Ladies Ones, She's ladies twos coach. Her daughter plays in the twos. She should be coming up to the ones at some point. And, you know, that for me is really special to be a part of. The fact that we might have a mother and a daughter in the first team, I think that is awesome. And yeah, it's a real credit to the club. And I'm really proud to be captain of this club and of this team. And I'd recommend it to anybody. You know, if you're new to the area or if you've not played hockey for a long time, if you played at school, get yourself down to Alderley, because, you know, we'd love to have you. And I think it's life-changing, really. And it's given me a group of friends. It's given me somewhere to go, a bit of a focus. I think it's the best thing I ever did, and I'm so pleased I came back and joined in.
My name's James Riley. I'm currently the men's chair, also playing golf for the first team at the moment, and help out with the Hockey Heroes coaching on a Sunday morning. We jokingly class ourselves as a small village club with 15 league teams and however many juniors. You know, we get up to 200 juniors on a Sunday, so yeah, far from small. And we've never really brought in any externals. We've had a good coaching structure for a long time now, and it is just the volunteers helping out, and the word spreads. We've now, you know, we've got the local schools involved. Had some great volunteers in the past in primary schools. We've got links into a lot of the secondary schools as well now, and you know, friends tell friends and they come down and enjoy it, and that's the main thing, is getting them to enjoy it and come back again. It's always been great meeting up with new people, having that sort of camaraderie, and really just getting to know people. And it's our social hub, and particularly at the minute when, you know, you're not allowed to do too many other things, it's great to have a network of friends, you know, to hang about with, play matches with, train with. It's the important bit for me.
Even for a club that has a 132-year history, this year has been unprecedented. And like many sports clubs across the country, Alderley Edge Hockey Club have had to adapt to activity during the COVID-19 pandemic.
England Hockey and the club have had to really pivot around how we organise training, how we organise games. We have a COVID officer appointed here, so we can follow all the regulations. But it's been pretty key, we think, to have allowed the members access to the facilities to play on the pitch. Also for the games to go ahead, we've run that through the regulations. So, yeah, it's been a really strange pre-season, really strange start to the season. But I think all the positives that we've had from the members being able to get out to train, either during the week, in the evenings or on the weekend, on a Sunday and play on a Saturday, has been hugely positive.
It's a community that has really come together during the pandemic. For many of its members, the spring lockdown period was the longest they've been away from the pitch since joining the club. But just like their togetherness when on the pitch, the club have ensured they stay connected with its members during their time away from activity.
I come up with different wacky and wonderful things and they just go with it. You know, they're so good at just sort of going with anything we sort of talk about and want to do. So pretty early on, actually, in fact straight away, we set up quiz nights and we set up virtual fitness nights. So the girls all took it in turn to lead a quiz night, and we had one of our players who's big into fitness doing the virtual fitness. So they saw each other sort of twice a week on our normal training nights, and we kept that going pretty much throughout lockdown, you know. And then we started to jump in to think about the season and, you know, tactically what we might do, and so we used Zoom a lot and we used it really well, I think. And then, you know, we got straight away, as soon as we could get back on the pitch, we were on there, and it was socially distanced, but, you know, I think we just appreciated being on the pitch back together. You know, and they are brilliant, they go with everything. We've got a pumpkin competition going on at the minute. We did a sports day thing last week when we had a bit of downtime. So they're just fantastic at going with whatever we decide and whatever we sort of throw at them. They're a really, really encouraging group that are just happy to sort of spend time together with whatever they're doing. And we're trying now to sort of really streamline that through the club. So we've got the sort of the same tactics, the same stuff going on right from ones down to sort of this eighth team. And coaches dotted around all over that are from the ladies' ones. So, you know, I think we're really starting to see that fun family sort of connection come through the teams now only, which is lovely.
During the final weekend of games before the November lockdown, the Alderley Edge women's first team game against Cannock was the only game to be played in the Women's England Hockey Northern Conference. Battling back from two goals down, Alderley Edge were level thanks to goals from Sasha Hatley and Lottie Dennett. But Cannock looked to be heading to victory when the visitors scored in the final few minutes of the game. And on the last touch of the game, Lottie Dennett scored her second goal to secure Alderley Edge a hard-fought but deserved point in a game which really showcased the team's character.
you know, as captain, it's really hard because we've got to put on that brave face and that, come on, we can do it, come on, we can do it. Even inside when I feel, you know, I'm really tired and I can't carry on, but it's about setting that example for the rest of the team and saying, like, come on, keep pushing, keep going. And we finally showed that today. And I was really proud in those last kind of 10 seconds that we went forward and we threw ourselves at it and we gave it a go. And that's all I can ask of my team, really, is go out there, work your hardest and walk off the pitch knowing that you've given 110. And I think they did today, and I'm really pleased with that.
You know, we've because of sort of the young nature of our team, you know, we don't have the experience that some of the other teams have. And National League is a there's no easy gives in National League. Every game is like a war, you know. So, you know, it's tough, and I'm really proud of them today because we wouldn't have come back a couple of weeks ago. We've been going 1-2 goals down and then conceding a third, fourth, you know, without replying. So actually today was a massive positive for us. In terms of my feelings, you know, you just hope you've done enough to give them the confidence to know that they're always in the game. You know, and you hope you've done enough to sort of give them that confidence that, you know, it takes 10 seconds to score a goal in hockey. You know, we've got enough time. Let's relax, let's chill, let's just keep going again. And, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And today, you know, it's one of the days it happened for us.
It was a similar story for the men's first team in a friendly game which saw them come from behind three times to earn a 3-3 draw against Deeside Ramblers' second team.
I think that kind of sums us up as late. I think we were by far the better team, but the 3-3 scoreline doesn't reflect that. I think we should have been handsome winners, but we've just been not putting away our chances and giving away a couple too many at the other end. Thought we had the majority of the play, and I think on another day the scoreline could have been very different in our favour.
And as the country heads into another lockdown, the final whistle from last weekend's games has turned out to be the start of another pause in club and community hockey across England. But just like earlier this year, this is a club which will no doubt come together once more.
I think in this current climate, both the physical aspects of running around playing a sport is so important. And not just us as a hockey club, I think the tennis section, we had a record number of members last month ever in the whole history, because people want to get out and are more localised. So I would encourage people just to think, well, I need to do some activity. It's gentle and it'll be very positive, and then you'll mix with like-minded social people. So I would just encourage anyone to think that they can get involved in any sport. We'd love it to be hockey, but we do have a squash and a cricket and a tennis section as well.